This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, man, the sky's the limit for this defense. Just the group of guys we have around. You know, I feel like every guy is coming together. The chemistry is getting there. You know, we got some vets sprinkling in with some young guys. But end of the day, everybody got the same mindset. Everybody's eager to get out there and compete and win games.
There you go. That's D'Angelo Malone from our conversation with him on Wednesday at training camp. That was our final day up there in Flowery Branch for this lead up to the season. They have their second preseason game tonight. D'Angelo Malone, I'm sure, will be on the field for that defense playing tonight and playing some special teams as well. And, you know, I think I don't know what my expectations are, like if I'm putting a number on it or whatever. Right. I think the defense is going to be a lot better at creating those big moments this year than they were last year. I think they'll be better at getting to the quarterback. I think they'll be better at creating turnovers. I think they'll, like we just talked about, I think they'll still give up some big plays. And, you know, offense is going to have to win you these games. Like, I don't think the defense is going to be the strength of this football team, but you're also doing it with really young guys, and maybe in a couple of years the defense can be the strength of the football team. So if you take like the long view of it, the sky's the limit. But I feel like the limit's a little lower than the sky for this defense. Not to be negative on D'Angelo Malone's assessment.
We haven't seen it. I mean, and the one thing with D'Angelo, he's learning a new position. So, you know, he was talking to us about, you know, him playing. He was also an outside guy. They moved him inside, so he's still learning on the job. We know what kind of special teams player he is, as he is the lead special teams guy on this football team. But, I mean, the expectation, I mean, you can't know, in my opinion, until you actually see them doing it against a game plan, things like that.
It would surprise me if they're a top 15 defense.
Okay. Just from previous?
Just kind of on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could be. And I think that if the offense is capable of doing what I think they should be able to do, then all you need is a 15 defense.
Sure.
Yeah, you know
yeah
I mean?
It could be fine.
Yeah.
If you're somewhere between 20 and, like 15 and 20, you're average. If you're just an average defense, that would work with this offense.
Yeah, you look at that, you look at scoring defense, red zone defense, things like that. I mean, if you're one of the tops in that, then you got a defense that you can win Super Bowl with. If you're able to force them to field goals, obviously, you know, create turnovers and things like that. And that's been their biggest thing is turnovers and sacks. Turnovers and sacks. I had coach defensive coordinator a long time ago. He would call them chaos plays. Don't have enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough chaos plays going in their favor. Now, they have them against them. But, you know, it's more or less you don't have enough of those strip sacks. You don't have enough of those, you know, tip balls that result in turnovers.
What do you think they're more likely to do of those two this year? Because it's been a while since they've
Right.
Had more sacks as a defense than they've allowed as an offense. Mm-hmm. The last time they did that was 2017.
I think they'll be
It's also the last time they went to the playoffs.
I think they'll be there.
Or can they have more turnovers that they create on defense versus turnovers that they have on offense? Which one of those is more likely?
I think more sacks than giving up.
Okay.
I think more sacks than giving up.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think more sacks than giving up. I think that when you look at the turnover situation, you got a rookie quarterback. I mean, you got a young quarterback. So you want to view it from that standpoint. I mean, who's a proven freaking turnover machine is a safety. We know Ed, we know that he's going to, we know three, he's going to make plays on the ball every time he gets an opportunity around there. But I can see, I'll go with
actually did pretty good last year in terms of sacks allowed.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And I think a lot of it also will help the fact that you got a quarterback that can move in the pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a guy in Michael Penix that can get out of harm's way sometimes. So I'll go with that. I think the pass rush is going to be better.
Did the Bears really allow 68 sacks last year?
How many of those were Caleb holding?
Sure, yeah, and running into him and all that.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, a lot of the I wonder what was his net yardage as far as net rushing yardage.
Oh God,
it's got to be like
remember because in college they do that right, like sacks count for negative yardage rushing.
Yeah, it'd be like 40 yards,
which is that's a thing in fantasy, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Keep an eye on that.
What's that?
You get a sackable quarterback. Those yards add up.
Oh,
negative.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because negative rushing yards.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm just letting you know now that you're doing college fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out.
I haven't accepted the invite yet. I'm mulling. I'm taking the weekend to mull over.
Draft's Thursday.
Yeah, I got time.
You do, but if you don't do it, we got to find somebody else.
I got to Thursday, right?
Well, right.
Yeah.
But if you decide Wednesday you don't want to play.
No, I have my decision by Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, great. I have my decision by Monday.
Just let us know.
Yeah.
Try to have it in the mail by Monday.
Yeah, I have my decision by Monday. Okay. It's crazy because.
That'd be great. Well, then I won't give you any more advice until Monday.
Why are you doing that? I mean, I've already scouted who I'm going after.
Who are you going after?
Like, how do you pick it? meaning the draft order. Meaning the draft order. That's what I'm saying, the draft order.
Oh, okay.
The draft order.
I don't know. It's randomly generated the day of the draft.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got it. Now, are we all on a phone call together, or is it like a Zoom?
Just online.
Just on the app.
Just on the app.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I got it.
Fantrax.
I got to get the app.
He lost 466 yards due to sacks.
Unbelievable.
Good Lord.
466
that
yards.
That is – thank you, Abe. That's
sacks.
That was the point of that. That's crazy.
That's not very good.
No, man.
It's not very good.
That's
not very good.
46 first downs.
And we'll talk about it later on the game because we'll talk about most of the games. But, he's playing. Him and the starters are playing this weekend.
Good.
So. He ran for 489 on the season.
There
so
you go. 20 yards total.
Yeah, I said 40. So, yeah, good for you.
Holy crap, that's awful.
But, I mean, that's what Ben Josh is trying to rein in.
Right.
That right there. That because a lot of those – obviously, he's running the sacks, the ad-libbing, the trying to get out of the pocket, the trying to make something happen. Though that's what I'm talking about when you have a young quarterback. Take what the defense gives you.
Let's get back to that in like half an hour in an NFL no huddle. I was listening to a thing this morning. Mike Sando and some of the other national NFL guys just kind of ranking quarterbacks and where they fall and why. Some of the concerns people have about Caleb Williams, explain that.
Yes.
Exactly. Like, exactly explain that. So we'll get back into that. That's not something you have to worry about with Penix. I mean, he's not going to run himself into sacks. He's not going to hold the ball in the pocket. He's really good at getting rid of it and really good at processing. So hopefully that's not something you have to be concerned with. Falcons and Titans tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, preseason game number two. Here's Michael Harris last night doing it again.
Liner toward the gap.
Go.
And it gets down, and it gets by Mullins. And the speedy Eli White is going to score with ease. Michael Harris strikes again, and this ball game is even at 3 apiece.
I saw so many clips of this, and I kept seeing the same caption of the clip. It's like, damn, how fun is baseball when Michael Harris is having fun?
Yeah, man.
Like, when he's just having fun, man. And, I mean, you're not having any fun when you struggle the way he's struggling. But, I mean, just the energy, because he's still so damn young. Mm-hmm. And he still plays that way. And, I mean, just the having fun on the base, the dance that he does when he got the double and then the stolen base, just the energy, that youthful energy that he brings, I just love it. And I'm so glad he's doing well. Ozzie played really, really good last night. And, you know, another comeback win. It always feels good when it's the damn Mets because they're spiraling. And, you know, don't look here, but the Braves are only 17 out.
But hey, I'll be honest with you.
You're only 17 out.
I'll be honest with you. Beating the Mets in a series, I guess, does this to me.
Yes.
They're only 11 out of the wild card.
Yes. 11 out. They're 11. Now, they still have the same pitchers.
The Mets never lose!
There's a lot of teams in front of them.
Yes. And they still have the
they
same
pitchers. They have the
pitchers.
Same pitchers.
Yes. They have the same pitchers. I know Chris Sale's coming back.
Yep. I know.
And everything. Like
I know.
That.
I know.
And we had a guy that we knew last night, Bryce Elder. Had a typical Bryce.
Actually had a good night.
Yeah,
good game.
Yeah. And game. So, I'm not. I mean, 11's not far. I mean, they come back from 10.
11's not far if there's one team in front of you.
Yeah.
But there's like seven teams between you and 11. It's true.
Anything
you just
happen?
Need all those teams to fall flat on
yeah,
their faces.
That's it.
But the thing is, none of those teams are very good.
No,
like they're not good. And again, I know, realize we're sitting here talking about the 53-68 Braves.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not good either.
Yes.
They're not good either. But I can't, I did. They won 6 out of 8, and I just kind of took a glimpse.
Oh, did you?
I just did. I hadn't looked at the standings in a long time because
right.
Why would you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I did this morning. Kind of peeked at it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't. Mean, they're not going to make the playoffs, but like, I don't know. The Indians are in the wild card hunt. They play them next.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Guardians. They could ruin them.
Why not?
Just like they did to the Mets.
Everything in
Cleveland. Here's what I'm asking.
Everything in Cleveland sucks right now.
Everything in Cleveland always sucks.
I'm not going
to
say that.
I've never been there. Yeah. Unfair to say.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Been there.
Haven't heard great things, but again. People said Pittsburgh was bad, and I went there, and I really liked it. So
really?
I'll fight the good fight for Cleveland.
Okay.
You'll fight the good fight for Cleveland?
I lived there 2 years. I loved it.
Okay. There you go.
That was too easy.
Here's an ask.
Okay.
What about – they're not making the playoffs. But what about 500?
Okay. That's fine with me.
Well, I know it's fine with you. I'm asking you think they can.
Yes.
They'd have to go 28-13.
Why can't they do it, Andy?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why they can't.
Mainly it's the pitching.
Yeah, mainly the pitching. Yes. Yeah, and the bullpen also means pitching, but yeah, that.
Yeah, I mean, but this year, here it is. All right, Ronald will be back this weekend. Probably.
Yeah, today.
Oh, he's coming back today?
Come back today.
Ronald's back. Michael's the way he is. So to me, it's not the run production should be there. Oh, boy, I had another save last night.
Did you win the game last night on the bats of two guys that couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag the whole season?
Yep.
And now they're both, I mean, especially Michael Harris.
That was
Michael Harris's sixth straight double hit game, multiple hit game.
I love, and the coolest part about that was the run he scored, while they're sliding at the same time here in Ozzie. You're like, one sliding, it was so cool. But, I mean, if they can continue to hit, and Ronald's going back to 3-hole?
28-13 in the final 41.
Ronald going back to 3-hole? Okay.
28-13. That's all it would take to get back to 500.
I'll take that. But it's going to be hard as hell because there's going to be – because old boy's got to go like four more times, right? The dude – who nickname I gave him? The sorry-ass dude that just came in, I gave him his nickname. Sabrizi. What is it? Oh, one of the new pitcher dudes, man.
Eric Fetty?
Yeah, E-Fed.
Oh.
Yeah, E-Fed. E-Fed's going to have to go – well, at least with three more times.
You can't just call everyone old boy and expect us to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, E-Fed.
You know, old boy, and then, you know, you got old boy coming.
Well, you know, I said the ones that sorry as hell, just start naming them off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Old boy who's sorry as hell. Yeah, just, I guess that would be the argument for why they can't go 28-13 in the final 40.
It would be easier to name the ones
when
that
I
are
say old boy,
up to
just
the
think about that part.
Dude, Michael Hare, it's crazy how good he is.
It's
right
unbelievable.
Now.
It's unbelievable. And it's so much fun.
Goodness gracious.
He's rookie of the freaking year good right now.
He is.
This is how he played. Yeah.
God.
Let's keep that going.
This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll talk some college football coming up next. Also got the Hawks schedule for next season. We'll tell you some of the highlights of that as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.